This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis le'nishmas my father, Moshe Yitzchok ben Doiv, also l'schus refuah shalema for kol choy le'am Yisrael, also l'schus kol am Yisrael, especially those who are nesun and b'tzara over Shivya. We're up to Maseches Makas, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. We're talking about somebody who killed B'shoigig and therefore he has to go to Golos, to an Ir Miklat. And we said that there are six Arei Miklat that were established, six cities that were established as sanctuary cities, as Arei Miklat that will save a person who kills B'shoigig from a Goyel Adam. And now we're going to mention that the highways had to be clearly marked that a person should be able to go running and get there without getting lost or stumbled or have to look for the directions. We don't understand this kind of concept now that we have GPSs, but if you can understand the concept that there are always highway signs and it tells you which exit and all that, then we have to know that there's constantly signs with directions which way to the Ir Miklat. Now, just to go back for a second, we said that there were six Arei Miklat, and if you look at this map of Eretz Yisrael, this is the opposite side of the Yarden River, and this is the part that's in Eretz Yisrael itself. And here we have the three that were on the other side of the Yarden River. In Menashe, we had a city named Golan. In Gad, we had Ramos. And in Reuven, we had Betzar. In the side of Eretz Yisrael, we had, in the part of Naphtali, we had Kadesh, or Kedesh, I think is actually the way that it's pronounced. And in Ephraim, Shechem. And in Yehuda, Chevron. Those were the Arei Miklat on the Eretz Yisrael side of the Yarden River. So they had signs. Let's see, somebody who's running to the Ir Miklat, ostensibly he needs to run to the Ir Miklat, and therefore there's a sign that says that way to the Ir Miklat. He knows to run that way to get to the Ir Miklat. Shenemar, as it says, Tachin l'cho aderech v'shilashta. You should prepare the way, and you should have three cities. And u'moisru nehem shnei talmid chachamim, they give two talmid chachamim so that they could meet with the Goyal Adam, and they should convince him out of that he shouldn't kill this person who killed B'shoigig. V'yidabru elav, and they should talk to him. Shema yargenu b'derech, maybe he's going to try to kill him on the way. V'yidabru elav, and they can talk to him to try to talk him out of it. So here's a person who he killed, Rechech Shaharak, he killed by mistake, he killed B'shoigig, he goes running to Ir Miklat. Bezdin then still needs to be make a din Torah on him to make sure that he really belongs in the Ir Miklat and that it can hold him. So he goes back to his city, he gets taken back to the city under guard to make sure that he doesn't get killed by the Goyal Adam. And then they give two Talmid HaChachamim on him for the way back to the Ir Miklat. V'dabru elav, and they talk to the Goyal Adam to try to convince him not to kill this Ritzach B'shagig. Rameir says, Af hu midaber al yidei atzmai. He can also try to speak up for himself, advocate for himself, and to convince the Goyal Adam not to kill him. Shenemar, as it says, v'zeh dvar ha-Ritzach. These are the words that the Ritzach himself says. Literally, the translation is supposed to mean, this is the thing. This is the halacha of the Ritzach. But it also can be taken to mean, these are the words of the Ritzach. He speaks up for himself as well. Yashar koach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.